Audible Inc. presents The Non-Nonprofit, For-Profit Thinking for Nonprofit Success, written by Steve Rothschild, narrated by Bob Sauer. Foreword. How this book will benefit us all. How many highly successful corporate executives walk away from a top job in mid-career to devote themselves to reducing poverty in our crime-ridden American inner cities? Steve Rothschild is the only one I know. He left a senior executive role at General Mills, spent a year studying the twin problems of racism and inner-city poverty, and then used his own money to found Twin Cities Rise. I first met Steve in 1980 when we were together at a Berlitz class as he was building the Yoplait yogurt business for General Mills. Steve impressed me with his passion and his persistence, qualities that are writ large throughout this book. For years, we challenged each other on the tennis court, talked between sets about our dreams of running a major company that could help people, and shared the frustrations we faced in our work. One day, I called Steve to tell him I had decided to join Medtronic, thinking my longtime friend would be enthusiastic about my move. When I shared my good news, there was a long silence at the other end of the phone. Confused, I asked Steve what he was feeling. After a long pause, he said, "I wish I was moving on as well." Steve confided that he was no longer inspired by his work and was feeling restless to do something more meaningful with his life. So I wasn't surprised a few months later when he called to say he had resigned from General Mills. I immediately assumed he would move into a top corporate job at another company, a destiny that was clearly in his grasp. Instead, like the farmer who lets his fields go fallow for a season, Steve used the next year to get closer to his family and explore challenges in the Minneapolis community. One day, while serving on the Minneapolis Initiative Against Racism, Steve wondered what it must be like for an inner-city youth who was flipping hamburgers for a living. What hope did he have of making something of his life, of escaping from a dead-end job? Rothschild resolved then to explore the twin issues of poverty and racism in much greater depth to see what could be done about them. In these pages, Rothschild shares what he has learned about the most intractable problem in our society today, the poverty concentrated in our inner cities that leads to the downward cycle of failure, hopelessness, despair, violence, crime, and eventually prison, and then repeats itself across generations. It is not a problem that many Americans want to address. Long ago, the politicians stopped talking about the problems of the poor and started focusing primarily on the middle class. Instead of rushing headlong into these problems with quick-fix solutions, Rothschild studied them carefully and talked to countless people in Minnesota and elsewhere about what could be done to correct them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?